Good evening and welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and I'll be with you until midnight tonight. And I hope you'll be able to stick with us here and even join in the conversation here this evening. And, of course, we're coming to you on the night before Memorial Day. Memorial Day, of course, observed is tomorrow, Monday, last Monday in May, a day that we set aside to remember those who have given their all to sacrifice their lives for our country. And so we're going to do a few special things tonight in addition to opening up the phone lines here in just a few minutes. So I think we're going to go ahead and open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air tonight. We do pray that you would bless the program this evening. Use it for your glory. Help us to be a blessing and encouragement to somebody tonight. And we just again ask that we could point people to Christ through the things we talk about. Again, we thank you for those that have been willing to serve and those that have been willing to sacrifice. And Lord, we especially thank you for those who gave their all so that we can enjoy the freedoms. The freedom that allows us to be on the air tonight, the freedom that allowed us to be in church of our choice today, or not in church as the case may be. Now, Father, we just thank you for the freedom, most of all, that was provided by Christ, the ultimate sacrifice for our sin. We just thank you again for this opportunity, and bless now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Sometime back, I received, in the name of our country, the bodies of four Marines who had died while on active duty. I said then that there is a special sadness that accompanies the death of a serviceman, for we're never quite good enough to them. Not really, we can't be, because what they gave us is beyond our powers to repay. And so when a serviceman dies, it's a tear in the fabric, a break in the whole, and all we can do is remember. It is, in a way, an odd thing to honor those who died in defense of our country, in defense of us, in wars far away. The imagination plays a trick. We see these soldiers in our mind as old and wise. We see them as something like the founding fathers, grave and gray-haired. But most of them were boys when they died, and they gave up two lives, the one they were living and the one they would have lived. When they died, they gave up their chance to be husbands and fathers and grandfathers. They gave up their chance to be revered old men. They gave up everything for our country, for us. We owe them a debt we can never repay. All we can do is remember them and what they did and why they had to be brave for us.
Those were the words of President Ronald Reagan. I believe that was 1985 Memorial Day service when he was, of course, serving as the president at that time. I was, I believe, at that time stationed over in England myself, serving in the United States Air Force. I was stationed at RAF Chicksands, located about 60 miles or so north of London during that time. And, it really is. Kind of moving when you hear those words played again after all of these years, and we think of how he recognized. And of course, President Reagan by no means is the only president to have made stirring speeches in recognition of those that have given their all. And I guess it kind of means something to me since I was serving during the time. I appreciate, again, the words of President Reagan there in 1985. And I hope that was something that was encouraging to you. And we think, here on Memorial Day about those that gave our lives. And I like to point out that, of course, there's three holidays that we have set aside on our calendar for, I guess you could say, honoring those who serve or have served. And of course, there's Armed Forces Day, which is in May, and I believe it was 2 weeks ago. And then, of course, that's for those who are currently serving. And then there's Memorial Day, which is the last Monday in May, and that is more than the unofficial start of summer. It's more than an excuse for a three-day weekend. It's a day of solemn remembrance of those who not only served, but they gave their lives in service to our country. And then, of course, November 11th is Veterans Day, and a day that we honor all who have served our nation. And we'll get to our phones here in a little bit, and I'll give you those numbers here momentarily. But I just wanted to read something I shared with our church today in the Gospel of John, chapter 15. In John, chapter 15, Jesus is speaking, and he starts here in verse number 12. "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you." Now, Jesus gave us a commandment here. I'm not going to go through the whole message I had this morning, but here's a commandment. And, you know, we think of the Ten Commandments that God gave to Moses there in Mount Sinai, but this is a commandment from Jesus Christ, that ye love one another. Now, it goes on. There's a clause after that that says, "as I have loved you." Now, if it weren't for that clause, I think a lot of us as Christians, we'd say we obey that commandment pretty well, or at least we try to. But because of the clause where he says, "as I have loved you," I believe that this is one of the most violated, the most broken, the most ill-kept commandments that the Lord gave. You say, "what do you mean, Pastor Al? I love my fellow Christians, my brothers and sisters in Christ." But notice what Jesus said. He said, "this is my commandment, that ye," and that starts with a Y, which means it's a plural pronoun here, "that ye," that's collectively all of us, that's applying to all of us as believers, "that ye love one another as I have loved you." Well, how did Christ love us? Christ loved us so much that while we were yet his enemies, while we yet were stuck in sin, Christ left heaven on high. He put aside the glories of heaven. He clothed himself in human flesh, and he was born. That's the incarnation of Christ that we celebrate at Christmas time, the birth of Jesus Christ to Mary. And he took on human flesh, and then God, who was absolutely holy, absolutely righteous, God came into this world of sinners and lived among us. And in his holiness, in his absolute righteousness, he did not strike us dead, but instead he lived among us. He tolerated the sin that was happening around him on a constant daily basis. And then he did something that's here in John 15, verse 13. "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And I think about that. I think of that at Memorial Day. Men and women that gave their lives in sacrifice for friends and family, comrades in arms. Men and women who went when they were called, and they left the comforts of home. They left friends and family behind. They went off to the far-flung corners of the world, sometimes into some absolutely miserable, horrible places. And there are some horrible places in this world. And they put up with deprivation. They put up with the inconveniences and lack of amenities and all kinds of things. And in some cases, they laid down their lives for us that we can have this freedom. What love is that? Jesus said, "greater love hath no man than this." No man. Because Jesus, I think, had a greater love than that, because he loved us when we were yet his enemies. And he came into this world and he died for us. He laid down his life for his enemies. That's us. We were enemies of Christ because of sin. We were sinners. We have a sin nature. And Jesus came and lived amongst sinners and then went to the cross where he laid down his life. What incredible love. What a sacrifice. But you know what? He laid down his life for us who were enemies of Christ. He laid down his life for us that we could be made his friends. Catch the difference there? Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Well, Jesus laid down his life for his enemies, that we could become his friends. And when we realize that we've sinned and come short of God's glory, and that God in his absolute holiness, his absolute righteousness, cannot allow sin into heaven, cannot allow sinners into heaven, and we realize that Jesus Christ, who came into this world, God in the flesh, the miracle of the incarnation, and he willingly took our sins upon himself when he went to the cross, and he laid down his life so that his enemies could become his friends. And when we trust Christ as our Savior, a miracle takes place. We're not just changed from the enemy camp to the allies camp. He literally, the Bible says, adopts us into his family. We become his children. God becomes our heavenly Father. And that's the miracle of salvation. And so we think of Memorial Day. We think of the men and women who had such love for family, for friends, for country, that they laid down their lives. They sacrificed their lives for our freedom. And we also think of those, of course, who were injured and lost their health, lost limbs, lost sight, lost various things, and suffered various types of injuries and disabilities as a result, and the things they gave up for us. And of course, there's some like myself that were never in a war situation directly where we had to worry. I think some of my biggest worries when I was in the Air Force was maybe getting a paper cut or dropping a box on my foot or something like that. I mean, it. I didn't have to worry unless, you know, the Russians came over the border there of Eastern Europe. Remember, during the Cold War, there was a wall dividing East Berlin from West Berlin. We had the Iron Curtain. We had the Soviet communist forces poised to invade Western Europe. And a lot of people listening to Western Europe, what do you mean by Western Europe and Eastern Europe? Well, Google the Cold War and the Reagan era in particular. We had people poised, ready to go into battle. And I can remember that one of the things that was kind of, I guess, sort of a dark humor was the idea that our final act in our facility was to defend. Well, we weren't to defend the facility. We had the security police outside to defend the facility. Our final act was to destroy everything inside the facility. And they said they'd get us out one way or the other. If they couldn't remove us bodily, then a lot of people don't like to think about it, but the final act with the security police was to take us out so that we didn't fall into the hands of the enemy. Kind of a nice little thing, a little dark humor that comes with that when you're living under those things. But, you know, it was never really a big reality to me to have to worry about that. Maybe if the Soviet tanks had come over the border into West Germany, I might have been a little more concerned. But during my time in the Air Force, I never really had to worry about that. Just something we joked about a little bit, you know, about the security police and what they might do. But no, I didn't have to worry. You know, I had an uncle who was a bomber in World War II and flew over Europe out of England. And, you know, he might not have come back. He might not have come back. My wife had an uncle that, oddly enough, she didn't know it until we got married, and I was meeting her family members, and I just thought everybody knew about it. And he was telling us that even though he had spent all his life apparently on a ridge in northern Kentucky, my wife thought he'd never been beyond perhaps southern Indiana or southern Ohio, and that was about it all his life. But we found out that he had actually been in the Army training to be the first in the first wave. Remember D-Day going on to Normandy? Well, he was training to be the first wave to invade the Japanese homeland, the Japanese home islands. Had they not dropped the atomic bomb there on Nagasaki and Hiroshima had the war not come to an end, my wife would have never met her uncle, because they widely expected that the first wave of soldiers and Marines going into the Japanese home islands would probably be decimated down to the last man. And yet, he was training and ready to go. And so many people out there, there's people out there that you never know. Silent, maybe not talking about it much. You know, much to my surprise, all my wife's life prior to me coming in the picture, she never knew her uncle was training to be in that first wave. And countless others. I meet people in the nursing home that served in World War II, the Korean War, Vietnam, and you meet people here and there. And I hope you'll take the time tomorrow to get out and attend some of the Memorial Day services happening around your community. If you're not sure, you can go online tonight. You can Google them. There are some there, and you can find out where you can go. Many of them are going to be early in the morning. Some are later in the day. If you don't have opportunity to do anything else, go out to Rittman, Ohio, to the National Cemetery and just take a tour. Drive around, walk around, look at some of the sites, go through the memorial walk out there. I heard somebody talking about that on the radio recently, and I remember seeing it a few years ago. Well worth looking at. Well worth looking at. Well, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al, and we're going to get our phone number out there, and our telephone number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And if you want to talk about Memorial Day, or if you've got a question or something about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we can go in that direction as well, but kind of leaning a little bit towards Memorial Day here tonight, and I'm not sure, but it looks like our Facebook Live might be giving us a little bit of trouble here tonight. Just suddenly looks like the picture froze up there, but I want to remind you, you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com, or you can go on to Facebook. We have Facebook live broadcast going tonight, facebook.com/livewithpastoral. You can find out more about us there. I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and there'll be more information at the bottom of the hour break about our church and at the end of the program as well. But we're going to start taking our callers here tonight, and we've got several lined up. We've got Daryl first up tonight. Daryl, welcome to the program here this evening.
Hey, Pastor Al, and I won't say happy Memorial Day.
Right. Good evening to you as well.
Yes, Memorial Day for everybody. Well, the scriptures that I would have would be from the Beatitudes, and I think you would know what I'd be talking about. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Mm-hmm.
And most people would think, well, yeah, I know when we get over on the other side and then, you know, in the paradise and over there, of course, we'll be comforted. And then later on, you know, the Bible says that the Lord shall wipe away all of our tears. And then, you know, behold, later on, I make all things new. We know that's going to be happening. But how does that apply to us now here on earth with, you know, in this veil of tears and, you know, and the sorrows that we have to go through now?
Well, and yeah, we do mourn now. And of course, you know, if we know Christ as our Savior, we know that we will be comforted. Because, you know, we're going to be in heaven. The Bible says that he's going to wipe away every tear. And, and of course, for that beatitude to apply, we, of course, have to follow the Lord. Because, you know, we know that, unfortunately, those that do not trust Christ as their Savior, those that reject Christ, they're going to be in the lake of fire for all eternity. And, you know, that's not a place where they're going to be comforted. That's for sure. It's a place of torment.
Right.
But when we put our faith in Christ, and of course in the Old Testament, we just had this discussion following our Friday night Bible study, had this discussion with one of the young people that was there this past Friday night, and about how prior to the cross, they were looking forward to the Messiah who would come. They looked forward, the Messiah was going to come, and they were looking forward to him, and when they sacrificed the lambs there in the temple. They made the offerings and everything they were required to make. They were looking forward to the Messiah who was going to come. We, of course, look back to the Messiah who came. And because of what Jesus accomplished, you know, life is not always easy. Life is often hard. And sometimes we as Christians, we find ourselves mourning the loss of loved ones, mourning things that happen. And Memorial Day is a time when many people will mourn the loss of people who died in service to the country. And so we understand that we will be comforted. And certainly we who know Christ as our Savior, and we think about those that have died in Christ, we're going to be reunited with them in heaven. You know,
Maybe I should phrase it like this. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a Negro spiritual that says, you know, there is a balm in Gilead.
Oh yeah, balm in Gilead.
The wounded soul. Now, I know scriptural accuracy. You could probably talk about the balm and what that balm meant and what they were really talking about then. Not so much what the song is. We kind of understand what the song is singing about. We know what the balm really was meant for. Like natural healing, but I believe that even though I did not have suffered a loss during of a loved one in a war, my father served in the military, had uncles that served in the military. They did not die because of being in the wars or anything like that. But we've all suffered loss. I look at that as God healing us. If we allow him to heal us, so we will suffer loss, and it's like a ripping away, a tearing away from us, and there's a loss that's there. And you really feel that thing. Some of us have lost mothers, and we have lost fathers and brothers and sisters, good friends to us. And they could be saved, but it's still that loss there. Remember Jesus at the tomb of Lazarus. Lazarus was his friend, and he felt the hurt that we as humans feel, you know, even though he was very much God, but he was very human. I mean, he also said that he wept. You say, God wept. Yeah, he wept. He wanted to feel what we feel and what we go through, because how could God ever experience that? He experienced that at Lazarus' tomb. But then it's like he kicked into that other mode even before he went there, telling, you know, I believe it was Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. She had a theology right. Yeah, on the last day he's going to rise, but he's saying, you don't know who you're talking to. You look at, I am the resurrection you're looking at right now. And then you know those scriptures that if you believe in me, even though you were dead, yet shall you live. And mm-hmm. I sound like I'm giving them a testimony better than asking you a question.
No, that's good.
I can tell you, and I'm going to get off the air. For those of you who are listening, it's the truth. If you allow the Lord to heal you, he wants to do that, and that's part of the beneficiary package that you will get in salvation. Mm-hmm. He will heal you if you allow him to heal you of that and give you that abundant life that he promised that you can go on. That's all I have to say.
Well, I appreciate that, Daryl. And I was going to say, you know, balm in Gilead, Jeremiah refers to it a couple of times. And let me just give you Jeremiah 8:22, where he says,
wow, okay.
Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is it not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? And balm was for healing. You know, you get a sunburn or you get a burn, you know, you burn yourself on the stove or you
right.
get a cut or something. A balm was something that you spread over it to soothe and to comfort, provide healing and comfort. And that's what God does. When we suffer loss, when we suffer pain and hurt, we can go to the Lord. Yeah, and he's the comforter, and he soothes that hurt. He can help cover it over and bring healing. And I do think that gets back to the blessed are those that mourn, because, you know, we will, as he said, be comforted. And that's what God wants to do for us. But the key to unlocking that comfort, just like if you had the balm in the medicine cabinet, you had to open the medicine cabinet. Well, we've got to open the door of God's grace and put our faith in Christ and he will comfort us.
Oh, okay. Well, let me say this. God bless you, Pastor Al, all you up in the Cleveland area. Congratulations and stuff. But, and to your call streamer, yes, it's 79 degrees, and there is no rain and
oh,
no wind.
It's warm.
Oh, y'all need y'all bad.
It's warm up here. We're expecting 92 tomorrow, so.
Okay, congrats. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you later.
All right. God bless. Thank you, Daryl. And I'm sure we'll hear from Daryl again. Give us weather reports. If you hadn't heard in the past when it's been 10 degrees below zero up here or something, Daryl's been known to call from Tampa, Florida and say, well, you know, I had to put a sweater on. It got down to 70 degrees or something like that. So, but we appreciate him. He goes all the way back to our days when we were on the air in Tampa. And Lord willing, one day we'll be back on the air there. Well, we're coming up on the break, and we've got Tom and Barb on hold, and I don't think we have time to get to them before the break. So Tom and Barb, if you'll hold on through the break, we'll get to you when you come back. And I hope you'll stay tuned. We'll be on until midnight tonight. Let me give you those numbers again, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we're talking about Memorial Day here a little bit on Late Night Live with Pastor Al tonight. And I was sharing a few things, and we got a couple things maybe we'll do yet before we come to the end of the program. But if you've got some other question or whatever you want to talk about as well, we can certainly go in that direction. But again, let me remind you, if you don't know and you have access to the computer, or maybe if you have your Sunday paper or one of your papers, you have a weekly paper. I know where I'm at. We've got the weekly West Side Leader. A lot of those papers will have your local Memorial Day celebrations. And what a better place for a Christian to go and to be a silent witness during the ceremony that your town has. And
Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located midway between Akron and Cleveland at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield, where the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, and Interstate 77 cross. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Why? Well, because the Bible says, there is none righteous, no, not one. We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I like that. Whosoever. That means you. If this show's been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoll.us. You can also visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can call us at 330-659-6561.
We'd love to hear from you, but now let's get back to our program.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight, and I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this evening. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. You can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can even go on Facebook, facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. We're broadcasting on Facebook Live there right now. And for those of you who are watching there, Facebook Live cut us off. For some reason we got cut off there during the last half hour, and we restarted it and got some feedback. Sound still coming through, and it's broadcasting again. So you can find us at facebook.com/livewithpastoral, brought to you not only by the Richfield Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, where I'm the pastor, but also by East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. You can find East Coast Pizza at 4889 Turney Road. That's right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. That's 4889 Turney Road in Garfield Heights. You can call them for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. If you mention Live with Pastor Al, you can get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. And yeah, let them know that you heard about them here on Live with Pastor Al, Late Night Live with Pastor Al. And yeah, it's great pizza. I just had some just last Thursday. I was there. Some of you know Bruce Musselman, who's on the radio here on 1220 on Thursdays at, 1 o'clock. No, 2 o'clock. I get my right time there. He's on here at 2 o'clock. He has a program called Where is God's Word? And him and I were over there enjoying some of East Coast Pizza there following his program this past Friday. So that's East Coast Pizza, located at 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. And call for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. All right, we're going to get back to our program here this evening. And we've got a couple people already hanging on, been hanging on here for a little while. And we're going to Tom. Tom, welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al.
Oh, hi, Pastor. Good show. Hi. Yeah.
Good evening.
I got a little story here, and then I'm going to ask a question out of it.
All right.
And it's dealing with Memorial Day.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to share this story, and it's only going to take a minute, but it was kind of appalling. We went out today after church, and we got to a store to get a few things, and I know this one individual. I'm not going to mention where or who, but I just happened to, in passing conversation, say, "Oh, you going out to, any cemeteries or any parades to honor the dead?" And he looked at me and he goes, "What for?" And I says, "Well, because I think it's good to honor the dead, the people that died for our freedom."
Right.
And he said, "The dead don't know anything." And I says, "Well, I think they know more than you know." But I wished I could have fallen back on a verse, but the Bible is a book of remembrance. So is there a specific verse, I'm wondering, that can deal with that, you know, where we are doing right by going down and honoring our war dead?
Well, you know, when you think about that, Tom, on the one hand, the statement, "the dead don't know anything," I think actually, I want to say Solomon in either Ecclesiastes or Prophet, I think it was in Ecclesiastes, I'm not sure exactly where off the top of my head, said something about the dead, and indicating that they really don't know much about what's happening here because they've left this world. But regardless of that, I'm thinking of Hebrews chapter 11.
So
okay.
Am I.
Okay, well, we're on the same wavelength here. But when we honor or remember the dead, and when we, for instance, on Memorial Day, and people are going to be all over this country in
countries and or in cities and cemeteries, small and large, there's going to be gatherings of people, and they're going to come together. And there's going to be older people there who perhaps know people who were buried in that cemetery, people who lost their lives in service to this country. And there's going to be some people there who perhaps lost a sibling or lost a parent. Right. In the war somewhere, something like that. And then there's another group that's going to be there. It's going to be young people there. There's going to be young people, children even, that are there, teenagers and children. And they're going to see adults coming together saying, you know, something important happened. Something important happened. There's people who looked at things that were going on and they saw them as more important than their own personal comfort, and they were willing to sacrifice themselves. And in Hebrews chapter 11, this is what comes to my mind. You know, when you read, what's that?
The great cloud of witnesses.
Yeah, and we call these the heroes of the faith. I mean, look what is written here when you read in Hebrews chapter 11. It starts out, now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And then he says, for by it the elders obtained a good report. And as he goes through this, he talks about Abel. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Now, Abel doesn't know necessarily that I just read that, and that you and the listeners were listening to that. But you know, when I read that, that's honoring. God honored Abel by inspiring. I personally think the Apostle Paul was the human writer here, and so I'll say Paul as the writer, but it was God through the Holy Spirit that inspired Paul to write these words that honor Abel, a man who sacrificed him, who was sacrificed, really, you know, he obtained a more excellent sacrifice. That obviously is referring to his faithfulness. He offered up the type of sacrifice, but he lost his life, didn't he? Yeah. And then the next verse, verse 5, by faith Enoch, and we talk about Enoch, and then verse 7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. And then verse 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. And then we see in verse 11, through faith also Sarah, so it even honors women of faith. And these are people that have since died. It says in verse 13, these all died in faith.
Well, I'm just afraid that we're living in a culture that's, you know, it's falling away from those ideals, you know?
Mm-hmm. But as you go through this, you see people who lived a great life, who made sacrifices for God.
My Bible says God doesn't forget anything.
Right. But you know, these are all here that we can learn lessons from them.
Amen. I just wanted to share that because, you know, I mean, not everybody out there is positive about this.
Oh, yeah. You know, when I was in basic training in the Air Force down at Lackland Air Force Base down in San Antonio, Texas, one of the things that we did, we had these classes, and they gave us the history of the Air Force and, you know, things like that, so we would understand what it meant to be in the military. And one of the things that they did was they told us accounts of people who were Medal of Honor recipients.
Yeah.
And in particular, those who were Air Force members. And that was because, now, those people, you know, weren't knowing that they were being talked about. Many of them died. The Medal of Honor was awarded to them after they had died. They never even knew they got it. But yet for people like me, when I was sitting there in basic training in that class learning about them, they were things that would help inspire us as airmen to reach for a level of excellence that perhaps without that example we might not aspire to. And
well, I don't know about him, but I know that I never get tired of listening to people that do wonderful and heroic things. I never
yes.
get sick of it.
And that's why it's good to expose our young people in church to people who have done things for God, people who have sacrificed for the Lord, people who have, you know, there's pioneering missionaries who died due
yeah.
to, due to attack from cannibals, due to disease, all sorts of things that caused them to die on the field. You know, when you signed up to go to the mission field back back in the 1800s and 1700s and times like that, you may never come home again.
Yeah.
You may never come home again.
Well,
and
look at some of the ones that went to China years and years ago. Some of them were martyred over there.
Yeah. And yet we learn from the lives of these people. Just that's why these people are in Hebrews chapter 11 and
right.
elsewhere in the scriptures, that we can learn from the lives of these people.
Exactly.
And it inspires us to do more for Christ, to do more for God when we see what these people did. And that's
exactly.
what Memorial Day celebrations do on somewhat more of a secular level, of course, when we see where people from our own communities, people that
yeah.
were members of families that live in our own hometown, that they went and they served.
Down at Brecksville's parade, they have an excellent parade, and they got a 99-year-old World War II veteran there who, I don't know how many bombing missions.
Wow.
And he's still going to be able to give a little talk there with the mayor and a few other people that are going to be speaking. So I say Memorial Day, God bless it, and I will attend it as long as God gives me breath.
I appreciate that, Tom, and keep encouraging people to do just that.
Exactly.
Because,
we're living in a culture that wants to forget everything, I think.
Yeah, and it's like I said in the first half of the program tonight, there in the Gospel of John chapter 15, where God said, greater love hath no man, and he
yeah.
laid down his life for his friends. This is an inspiration to make us think about what Christ did for us.
Well, Pastor, you and I, we're getting up there now. We've lived quite a few years ourselves. And I got to tell you, the older I get, the more I realize all that really matters, people talk about what matters today, all that really matters is Jesus Christ being in our life. That's
Amen.
All that really matters.
Amen. All
okay,
right.
God bless. Have a wonderful Memorial Day.
God bless you too.
Remember all those who died for our freedom.
Amen. And you take care then, Tom. Thanks. Thanks for the call tonight. And we've got Joseph calling in this evening. Joseph, welcome to the program this evening.
Amen, 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 and amen.
Amen.
I just got a chance. I just turned you on 5 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to, first of all, say thank you that we prayed last week. And my sister-in-law that we prayed for, I prayed, you prayed, and your audience prayed. She's doing better today than she was.
Oh, very good. Very good.
And I thank you so much. And tonight, I just want to say to every veteran, I thank you all from the bottom of my heart. My year was the last year, 1971. I'm 65 years old. Was the last year for the draft. And I came up 260-something. I didn't have to go. I had 12 friends that were older, and 12 went over, 6 came back.
Mm. You know, I have a cousin that he went into the Navy, and it's interesting, if I remember the story correctly, had he gone into the Army, the person that got his billet and went into the Army was the last person killed in Vietnam that we know of.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? You know, that's
that is amazing.
You think about that, but for the grace of God, you think. Myself, the draft had already ended. I graduated from high school in 78, and the draft had ended, registration had ended, of course. And I believe I was in college. What's that?
You're even younger than my wife.
Well,
you got to be about 58.
Yeah, I was in college when they reinstated registration. And my brother, that's a couple years older than me, he's actually 3 years older than me, he did not have to register. The draft ended. He graduated in 76, and the draft had already ended. Yeah, and he didn't have to register, and he was old enough that when they reinstated the draft, he didn't have to worry about it. And yeah, people today, they worry about it, and they think, oh, I don't want to register. No, there's nothing wrong with that. I remember going in, it's easier than going to the dentist, that's for sure. You know, the odds of the draft coming anytime soon are probably slim. I actually volunteer with the Selective Service on, I was on the local board here in the area for a while, and just this past year they moved me up to the Regional Appeals Board. And so we go through, you know, some annual refresher stuff and things for that. And you know, the idea of the draft coming in anytime soon, basically they've said so far is pretty slim. We've been able to handle everything with what's going on. The chance is always there for a targeted draft, perhaps, you know, where they may say, well, we need a certain type of person, or perhaps we need some medical people, or perhaps we need some mechanics, or whatever it is. But the idea of the widespread draft that you're talking about, of course, coming into place right now is pretty slim. I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but
I have a friend of mine that was a Vietnam vet. He's got to be 72, 73 years old, and he served in Nam. And he came back, and he's an attorney. He's been my friend and my attorney for since 1978. And wonderful man, but had an enormous amount of bangs on his head. But he still volunteers. He's an outstanding attorney. But he still does everything he can do on a volunteer basis for the vets. And my wife's been on the radio program from Alliance. I think I told you this once, or maybe I haven't, for 17 years. It's a gospel program. Anyone needs to call in. It goes worldwide. It goes throughout planet Earth and wherever God wants to take it other than that. And they can call in. It's 911. Just think of emergency church, 911.
Okay, and you said it's out in Alliance?
An Alliance. It comes from the University of Mount Union.
Oh, okay.
And it started off with a gal. She's got she's passed. But Evelyn Brown in 1970, and then it went on. But she got into the University of Mount Union. Now it's a 2-hour program.
Yeah.
9 to 11 every Sunday. They play gospel music.
See, and then they can come right to us at 11.
and then they speak. You can get them on the internet. University of Mount Union.
Yeah. Okay.
.edu/
Yeah.
WRMU.
Okay.
It's
all right.
The Word of God, and it's like gospel music, and it goes worldwide. So when you get on there, it goes. There's people praying for you worldwide, and I can't thank you enough.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to pray with you last week, and glad our audience was answering or praying, and God's answering.
Hey,
so
I'll tell you what, my wife's sister is doing 100 times better today.
Amen.
Than she last Sunday.
Well, and I know people will keep praying for her, and I'm going to have to get moving here though a little bit because we're running down to the end of the program. And we got a couple things we want to get to yet.
And God bless everyone.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Everyone, you and everyone that's listening, and every veteran, and I know so many.
Yeah.
I thank and praise God.
All right.
Including you that served our country.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that, Joseph. And you have a good Memorial Day yourself, and I appreciate the call. And again, for those of you who remember praying for his sister-in-law there last week, continue to pray for her. And prayer has an effect, doesn't it? And that's an amazing thing. Well, we're coming up toward the end of the program here tonight. And again, I just wanted to remind you again, as we pause for Memorial Day tomorrow. I mean, sure, it's a great day to get out. If you've got a boat, to get out on the boat and on the water, it's a great opportunity to get together with family and friends and get the barbecue going, get the grill fired up and grill some hamburgers, some hot dogs, or maybe some sausages or some steaks or even whatever on the grill. Get something going out there and enjoy some time. But at some point during the day tomorrow, stop and think. Maybe you'll get to hear some sounds if you're near where they're observing the Memorial Day services tomorrow. And if you stop and hear coming over the hill or over the trees, through the trees, the sound of taps, pause and remember, and those that you're there with, just pause for a few minutes and think about the sacrifice that was made. That song originated during the Civil War, and it became so popular that both sides, North and South, began to play that. It started out as a way to tell people that it was time to camp for the night and to get ready, and then it began to be used to celebrate, but to honor those that died in battle. And here's the first verse of that song, Taps. And you heard the tune. I think there's only about 24 notes in the entire tune. And it's just a haunting melody. But here's the first verse. Day is done, gone the sun. From the lake, from the hill, from the sky. All is well, safely rest. God is nigh. You think about that, those words. All is well, safely rest. God is nigh. The freedom that you have, the freedom that you enjoy, comes because people were willing to sacrifice their all so that you could have the freedom that we enjoy. The freedom to be able to gather with family and friends tomorrow, be able to have a barbecue, to be able to enjoy some time in your backyard, not having to worry about being attacked or arrested just for no reason at all. Is our country perfect? Absolutely not. We've got our problems. We've got our difficulties, but you know what? We're trying. We're trying to be better. And the way our country's going to be better is when we look to the Lord and we realize God is nigh. God wants to be nigh to you. He is nigh. He's calling. He's knocking at the door of your heart. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, God is nigh. He wants you to open the door and let him in. He wants you to trust him as your Savior. Christ died for you. He laid down his life that you might live. If you've not trusted Christ, why don't you put your faith in him? Acknowledge your sin and believe in your heart that Christ died on the cross and shed his blood so that you don't have to go into hell. You don't have to spend eternity in a lake of fire. Christ paid your penalty. He rose again victorious over sin and death. If you'll accept that, confess your sin to him, Christ will save you. He'll put his righteousness on you. Your name will be in the Lamb's Book of Life. You'll be his child and dwell with him for all eternity. And you also can know all is well, safely rest. God is nigh. God bless. And we just honor those that gave their all this Memorial Day. Thanks for listening.
You've just listened to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and every Friday night at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452 Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Tune in every week for Late Night Live with Pastor Al, Sunday nights at 11 o'clock on this station. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.